Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of Supernatural Whispers, and I'm your host, Nicole Jaspard, or you can call me Nikki. Since we are in the spooky season, my spooky ball there, you might recognize the ghost twins from The Shining, from the painting, and I actually picked up a Spirit Halloween last week, so I thought I'd get in the mood for this special episode. With me, myself, and I'm going to tell some spooky stories since it's almost Halloween, and I won't have a guest until afterwards. And so he's been on my show before, and so yeah, we're going to have Phil come back, Philip Pierce. And so anyway, I'll give him more proper introduction when he's here. And yeah, so he's busy making his films and everything, so let's get started and dive into these scary stories for Halloween. Why not? Okay, who doesn't like scary stories, especially like around campfire and telling those stories, and which is probably not the best idea, but anyway. So I found some credible, real-life ghost stories, and I found on Reddit or online, so I should do your research, too, so, and I'll just read it as it is, so here we go. Are we ready? So, who doesn't like horror movies, which I know I'm a horror fanatic fan, that can get fright, and, but so can a good ghost story in suspense. And speaking of suspense, I'm working on my first fiction novel. Alright. Anyway, I thought I'd share that. So anyway, from my tablet here, because I don't trust my laptop, is my laptop, I don't know, it's possessed. I'm gonna get like freaking holy water pretty soon. It keeps like too bad if we had change from that to my tablet, so my tablet's more trustworthy. Let's put it that way. So going back to the story, it might go on and off, you know me. But yeah, I mean, horror and suspense, as a writer, I know it's like, it can be a matter of timing and vulnerability and fear. And if you can pull them both off, then you saw a hit, right? Whether you're a writer or a film director or whatnot. So, excuse me, I have to itch my eye again. I don't know what's up with my eyes tonight. And so, it must be my allergies. And I was just in another podcast, UFO Chronicles, and a whole episode with them. And it should be up sometime in December. Here we go. And I want to make sure I give a special thing. Sponsor message before I forget, even though I think we're this geared towards interviews, but sometimes I like to do some topics when I don't have interviews. So I want to thank JD Hills from Studio 6 Paranormal Entertainment and Ryan's J Liberty from Parapost. Thanks, guys. All right. And of course, I might be taking out some water breaks, my new Halloween tumbler, don't look ahead. I had to pick it up. Some hocus pocus, you can tell I'm a fan. Okay. What's up with my eye? But yeah, who doesn't like a serious story or ghost story? And especially if they're true, right? So, if you turn to your local news, you definitely heard about a grisly murder or two. Sometimes it's a story that even Stephen King couldn't even dream of coming up with himself. Okay. And I hardly don't have any makeup on, and I don't know why my eye is like, himself. So that's when you start building the trust in this strange and unusable. So anyway, once in a while, a story of dreadful disappearance and or demonic possession, which is very rare. And like the movie The Exorcist, The Believer. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And now, yeah, just think about that and whether it's real or not. And some of it should be real to some extent. So, yeah, it's like, or even the devil whispers with a line in the local newspapers, right? Alright, this is getting ridiculous. It's my eyes. Why is my eyes? Alright. Hold on. My eyes are red. I don't know why. Weird. Right, so just starting this episode, my eyes just don't... Okay. I may have to try this later, but I thought I'd do it now while it's quiet. Somewhat. So maybe they're crazy, but maybe they're right. Or you just be the judge. So actually, these stories, whether you believe it or not, take it as a grain of salt. Just want to ask all my readings. I'm also a second medium. Take them as a grain of salt. So, the first one I found was quite scary. It's called The Enfield Monster. Alright? So, back in 1973, a man in Enfield, Illinois, told reporters that he saw a weird little creature lurking in his yard. That's creepy. And, the Mount Vernon Register News resident Henry stated, I'll just say his first name. So it had three legs on it. He said it is a short body and two little short arms and two pink eyes like Melatite, but as big as flashlight. Kind of resembles the Mothman, right? Well, no, that's my theory. But the police later found scratches on the door screen. Ooh! And footprints that looked like a doll's, but with six toes. If they do find it, he said. Henry said, they won't be from this planet, but that way. Could it be an alien or could it be a Mothman? I think, to me, it should be either a Mothman or a werewolf, for that matter. You don't hear too much stories about either one, especially werewolves. Alright, that was kind of short, so I'll read that one. And this one is called Suicide Hotel. In Colombia, the Hotel del Soto has more stories as one of the most haunted places on Earth. More than it does actually rentals and tenants. Why did I say rentals? Anyway, I corrected myself. And it turned into a museum. The hotel was designed by architect Carlos, and back in 1923. So it overlooking the, I might butcher this. I'm sorry. Tequendama Falls. The views were said to be spectacular, but just kept getting like a little too close to the falls, and translated to Hotel of the Leap. So the Hotel del Soto is full of those stories of people leaping to their deaths. I almost had that happen too. But it wasn't at the hotel, and I was standing on a very high rock. And I think it was at Sequoia National Park. I was like doing this stupid thing right at the very edge of that rock. I could have easily fallen back to my death. But anyway, don't do that, folks. And so according to local legend, I don't know. say this tribe name, but it's a tribe that escaped from Spanish colonizers by leaping off the cliffs some centuries before. Okay, here's the next one and more famous murders. The S Murder House, right? The Vallista S Murder House in Vallista, Iowa, is a well-known tourist attraction for ghost hunters and horror lovers alike. The site of a gruesome, unsolved 1912 murder. Oh, back in 1912, guys. In which horses, children, and two adults had their souls completely crushed by the acts of an unknown, I'll just say predator, was purchased in 94. So, then it got restored to its 1912 condition and converted into a tourist destination. And it only cost $428 to stay there. At the old haunted home, where visitors always report of, like, strange paranormal experiences, such as the visions of a man with an axe roaming the halls, or the faint scream of the ghost children. Whee! I added the ghost children, you know that. That is definitely on my bucket list, the axe murder house. Yes, the list to axe murder house. I didn't know that was in Iowa, wow. Way back to 1912. That's pretty cool. Let's see. Alright, here's some more. But in November of 2014, the haunting took a darker turn. Robert Lawson Jr., 37, of Rylander, Michigan, was on a regular recreational paranormal visit with friends when two horrors struck. His companions found him stabbed in the chest and apparently self-inflicted wounds. So they called 911 and Larson was brought to a nearby hospital before being helicoptered to the university in Cinder, Omaha. All right, right here, I'm going to take a water break. Moving on. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said that Lauren suffered a self-inflicted injury at about 12:45 a.m., which is around the same time the 1912 acts of murders in the house began. Can you imagine that? So, Larson recovered from his injuries, but has never spoken publicly about what actually occurred that day. So, for Martha, the owner of the house, the incident was very upsetting. In its publicity, they said, but it's not exactly the kind of publicity that you desire to have. And they don't want people thinking that when they come to the Melissa as a murder house, something's going to happen that's going to make them do something like that. Kind of resembles the Amityville Horror House, right? And so the house remains open for tourists visit overnight stays and today. Would you guys dare stay overnight? I would, but not by myself. Don't laugh. Okay, here's another one. You gotta have one with a creepy doll, right? The haunted doll, I don't think it's Annabelle. When you think of haunted dolls, it's likely to the creepy old veterinarian, Mrs. Proclaim, that springs to mind. None of which you probably have laying around. Still, don't get too comfortable around any kids' toys too soon. I never did like those. And yet I own a haunted doll. So, in Disney's Frozen Elsa doll, that was gifted to Christmas. Oh, I think I read it before, but I'll read it again. Christmas in 2013, in the Houston area made headlines earlier this year when it seemingly became haunted. Right, you let it go. I'm sorry, Edison. Don't laugh. Okay, I think I will end it with exorcism. A deadly exorcism. Okay. In August 2016, in North London, 26-year-old Kennedy began acting strange and aggressive following a pain in his throat. He reportedly bit his father, threatened to cut his own, let the same man parts off. And I don't know if I can say those words on here. This is a private part, so. And complained of a python or a snake inside of him before his family restrained him to a bed with a table and ties and with the sense of force. So, moving on, the family then set back attempting to hear Kennedy do a strange prayer over the next 3 days, the court was told. So the brother told the police that it's clear that whatever that thing was in him was what we believe was a demon because it was not natural. It was clearly trying to kill him. He said, we had to restrain him for himself. It was clear if we didn't restrain him, we should have tried to harm people in our family. He should have tried to harm, you know, other people in their family. I want to get that straight. So as the reports say, while police were at the house, Holland allegedly carried out an attempted resurrection by chanting and praying for their life. So all some of the Kennedy's family members were accused of manslaughter, false imprisonment, and causing or allowing the death of vulnerable adults. So this apparently wasn't a child after all, right? So a post-mortem examination revealed over 60 wounds, including a possible bite on Kennedy's left body. Brother Kennedy allowed his four of his brother sustained injury as well. Yeah. Creepy. So, finally, Kennedy told the jurors he ordered his sons to take shift and use overwhelming force, but denied any association with cults or occult and secret societies. Play any part in the death. So there's still a pretty weird photo there. It's a photo of like appears to be like with his prepared himself for a journey by broomstick to the Black Mountain, 1650, from 17th century Dutch of corporate. Whew, I don't know about I mean chills. I think I have time for one more spooky story to solve dead animals in the walls. When the Brazilis family, and I'll admit to that, sorry, decided to insulate their home in Auburn, Pennsylvania back in 2015, they discovered that it had already been with scores of dead animals, horses. Well, that would spook me out. So, reports say, the dead animals were wrapped in newspapers since 1930s and 40s, every among half-used species and other, spices and other items. After removing the items, they sent hundreds of artifacts in Cortez's Tunes were in Coast 10. So then later on, they said the expert attribute the round animals and their walls to powwow or that's magic. Originating in the culture of the Pennsylvania, that's the three elements and gain or gain like physical and or spiritual protection. Right, and so and the Pennsylvania, that's with group of German speaking settlers to Pennsylvania back in 1600s. And were often of the Lutheran, many not on Emma's face. And so, yeah, black magic, Italian, or voodoo as well. And not to be messed with. So, I think that's it. I have time for. So if you guys like these topics, let me know, right? I'll make these short. And until I figure out for the topics, I'll try to do something separate and then from this stream. But let me know if you guys enjoy these, right? And let me know how we're doing. And have a happy, spooky Halloween. Bye, guys. All right, where is it? Bye, guys. Happy spooky Halloween.